This is Graham Atwell, welcome you to Sounds of the Bazaar. A quick bit today on Facebook. There was a fierce stir on Twitter yesterday over Facebook's privacy settings, and in particular by a statement from an interview with Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook. And what he said is, we view it as our role in the system to constantly be innovating and be updating what our system is to reflect what the current social norms are. Now, what Zuckerberg's talking about is the changes to the Facebook privacy settings, which came in just before Christmas, where basically the name, profile picture, gender, current city, networks, friends list, and all the pages you subscribe to were made publicly available on information on Facebook. Now, Zuckerberg's arguing that since Facebook was founded, we've changed in what current social norms are, and we want that to be open. I think Zuckerberg's at best being disingenuous. What I actually think is it reflects his wish to sell data and reflects a deal he's done with Microsoft Bing and with Google to sell data to the search engines, to sell our data. Of course, in some ways, there's nothing strange or surprising about this. Facebook has always stated that they own the data. They've always stopped you trying to get the data back. So why should there be a fuss? Well, I think that the whole thing, what we've been trying to do, a whole series of projects, the Rhizomes project that I've been working on, we've been trying to teach young people especially, to maintain their personal digital identity, look at what their digital identity is, to manage that digital identity, and to think about what data they want to be private and what data they want to be public. I've been talking a lot lately and writing a lot about open education, and to me, they're two of the same things. Open education and the right to privacy go together. If we want people to be open with their data, they have to have the choice of being open. They have to decide what's private, what's open, why, and understand it. And in the future, digital identities are going to be critical for all of us. I increasingly think that CVs will not be the way people will be selected for jobs in the future. It will be through your overall digital identity. And Facebook is not allowing us to control our digital identities. It's taking the control away from us. Now, I'm also aware of what Cory Doctorow said, I think, last week, which she was saying there's no point in ranting about Facebook. He's saying you shouldn't deride them for being social, experimental and personal, because that's what they are. But he also said they're Skinner boxes designed to condition us to undervalue our privacy and to disclose personal information. They have opaque governance structures. They're walled gardens that violate the innovative spirit of the internet. And I think we've got to go back to those electronic frontier days and start taking control not just of our data, but also beginning to wonder if there aren't better ways of managing social networks than signing away our rights to opaque rules of large corporations. And for me, that means looking again at great software like BuddyPress, where we can control it, and teaching kids, I suppose, a little bit about the differences between networking companies like Facebook and applications like BuddyPress. I think that's all for today. End of rant, end of this edition of Sounds of the Bazaar with Graham Atwell.